This is from The End of Faith by S. Harris. A belief is a lever that, once pulled, moves everything else in a person's life. Are you a scientist, a liberal, a racist? These are merely species of belief in action. Your beliefs define your vision of the world. They dictate your behavior. They determine your emotional responses to other human beings. If you doubt this, consider how your experience would suddenly change if you came to believe one of the following propositions. 1. You have only 2 weeks to live. 2. You've just won a lottery prize of $100 million. 3. Aliens have implanted a receiver in your skull and are manipulating your thoughts. These are mere words. Once believed, they become part of the very apparatus of your mind, determining your desires, fears, expectations, and subsequent behavior. This is from Higher Education in Transition by John Brubaker and Willis Ruddy. The vast lands of the West attracted pioneers who brought new techniques of agriculture. People everywhere needed the products and services of an educated industrial nation. By 1870, there were 563 colleges and universities in the United States. By 1910, almost 1,000. The tradition of literacy established among colonial Americans raced to keep pace with the dynamics of progress. The teaching of science and engineering gave the nation vital technological ability. This is from the Battle of Brazitos. December 25, 1846, Colonel Alexander Donovan and 500 soldiers confronted 1,200 Mexican dragoons camped at Brazito, Nevado, New Mexico. The exhausted and demoralized Mexicans had stopped to rest and celebrate Christmas, but their celebration was cut short when Mexican sentries, seeing large dust clouds, assumed Donovan cavalry reinforcements were coming from the north to join him, when in reality it was a large herd of sheep and supply wagons following behind Donovan's troops. Mexicans were so intimidated by the thought of more soldiers that the battle lasted only 30 minutes, and Mexican survivors fled back to Chihuahua, barely stopping long enough in El Paso del Norte for provisions. This is from Men with Blackwater Dye by Beryl Markham. There's a feeling of absolute finality about the end of a flight through darkness. The whole scheme of things with which you've lived acutely during hours of roaring sound in an element altogether detached from the world ceases abruptly. The plane noses groundward. The wings strain to the firmer cushion of earthbound air. Wheels touch, and the engine sighs into silence. The dream of flight is suddenly gone before the mundane realities of growing grass and swirling dust, the slow plodding of men and the enduring patience of rooted trees. Freedom escapes you again, and wings that were a moment ago no less than an eagle's and swifter are metal and wood once more, inert and heavy. This is from Yeah, Dave's Living in the Moment by David Romanelli. Examine the ultimate symbol of youth, a little baby, and you'll see the baby is free from doubt, fear, and despair. Such negativity rusts our joints and erodes our dreams. The little baby is born as an advanced yogi with no effects from life's friction. She can lift her foot to her mouth or cross her legs in the most flexible manner. Look in the baby's eyes. They're strikingly similar to the eyes of a vibrant 100-year-old man or a jubilant 57-year-old woman. What they share is enthusiasm. Enthusiasm to taste. Enthusiasm to speak. Enthusiasm to dream. And as John Barrymore said, you don't age until your regrets outnumber your dreams.